everyone survives Medusa's gaze. These are their stories.
Welcome to Very Random Encounters, a show where we play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including characters, villains, names, places, and other grindhouse stuff. It all comes together to be a very random encounter. I'm Wheels.
I'm Logan.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Greg.
Did y'all see that double feature called Grindhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
so good.
I mean, I really like Death Proof. I've heard bad things. I have heard people, other people don't like Death Proof, but I really liked it a lot. And I saw it with some really great friends.
I was there.
Yeah, you were
there. Oh, nice.
You were one of the great friends.
I was those friends.
I think the best part of that experience is everything around the two movies, which is to say, like, the fake trailers, and even more for me, like the fake local commercials.
Yeah.
It really sets
in. Was
that
where the Thanksgiving one, was that in Grindhouse?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then Thanksgiving so actually good. Came out. Very much fanfare, I don't think.
The one, there are a few of those where it, like, the fake trailer became an actual movie to middling success, but the one that's actually good is Hobo with a Shotgun. That movie is even stranger than you would think for a movie called Hobo with a Shotgun, and it's incredible. Anyway, all those movies, kind of B-movie era throwback, influenced this season for sure. Anyway, Mania, what do you want to hit me with a recap?
Yeah. So, last time, I had, like, a great plan for going to get mannequins and costumes and things to make them look like the people that are supposed to go into space. And then Dr. Bogus was going to, like, work on the cameras so that when we had to do the swap off, there's, like, a freeze thing that makes it look like it's supposed to loop through a video. Anyway, it's all very technical. And then Barnaby and Dr. Regret were working on making the mannequins, like, have moving parts so that when they're actually in the rocket and the cameras are on them, they can look like they're supposed to be moving. And, I mean, truly, we've outdone ourselves.
But critically, they did not put any of themselves into the art. That was the critical detail.
Oh, yeah, we're completely detached.
They were very focused.
So they could not have their souls absorbed.
Focused on not caring. I mean, I don't think Dr. Regret was focused on not caring. I think that's just sort of, like, default. But Barnaby was focused on not caring, which is, like, he's really good at that.
I cared once. That was a long time ago.
That was my fatal mistake.
Yeah, then, I regret it.
Barnaby took Dr. Regret to lunch so that they could get down to the, like, important details, which is what are Dr. Regret's intentions with Dr. Bogus. And, I mean, the outcome of that is kind of like, he's cute and stuff.
Yeah, Dr. Regret wants him, but he's too shy.
Yeah. And then speaking of things that we want, but we're shy about, I had a conversation with Senya about our relationship and my relationship with Jade, and, you know, we're in a pretty good place, so I think things are going great, and I don't see how anything could go wrong.
Yay! What a great season.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that won't go wrong, for sure, as I was kind of just, like, looping back, making sure we covered things that we set up at the beginning of the season, I might have missed it, but I don't think we did anything about Dr. Crow after you citizens arrested him. And I'm curious, if we don't have any ideas, I have one that might be fun. But any ideas what Dr. Crow has been up to since you put him in the trunk of a car?
I feel like, regardless of what else may or may not happen, Mania absolutely threatened him with everything she has to be like, if you tell anybody we did anything, we'll end you.
Interesting. So you're going to, it sounds like you're going to intimidate him.
Yeah. I will bring the full force of every contact and blackmail fodder that I have.
Cool.
I'm trying to talk and read my trademarks at the same time to see if I have one that would help me here.
This old game.
Not exactly. Not really.
Okay, so I don't think is there intimidate as opposed to persuasion, or is it just, there's command and persuasion, but I think in this case it's closer to persuasion.
Yeah.
But I could take either, and then probably...
cunning, to use my every contact and all of my many years of... no, dealing with these people.
Yeah, sure. I could also see manipulation. I'm not sure which is higher for you.
I think cunning's higher.
Cool, then let's do cunning and whichever you want out of command and persuasion.
Okay. Great. I got two successes.
Cool. So he's like your... he's most connected to you, obviously, Mania. He's connected to your character's backstory and all of that. So like, where is this intimidation taking place? Like, where are you intimidating him? How are you intimidating him?
I feel like when we came back, we were trying to get the plate back to the lab. So I think probably what we did is he was in the trunk of Barnaby's car, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I think the plate was in the other one.
Yeah. We let them take the plate in the other van, or like I was in the van too. So I got out, I got in with Barnaby. I went with Barnaby and the guy in the trunk to their secret science base that we keep going to. And we pull into the parking lot, like tires screeching. And I open the trunk and I'm like, get out.
He stumbles. He, like, first the sun kind of, like, beats down at his eyes, and he, like, shades his eyes. You just expect me to say nothing?
Never speak of this again.
He dusts himself off, and he says something really, really insulting, which is, and, like, diminishing, which is, well, I guess we're even now.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not so far from true. But he says, fine, just get out of my business, and I suppose you save me from that lunatic. I hope to never see him again. You figure he's talking about regret. I don't think he really understands what... I don't think he understands what is going on between all of y'all, but he just knows Dr. Regret kidnapped him out of nowhere.
Hmm.
He goes scurrying back inside.
Oh, before he goes, I think I pull a brown envelope out of my purse. It's closed. He can't see inside of it. And I'm like, if you think we're even, it's only because you haven't seen this.
What?
And I like start to pull out little, like just a tiny corner. And he absolutely could tell that these are pictures of the terrible things that he would be arrested for inside of his lab. I don't show him all of any one thing. I just like...
how did you get those?
And then she just walks away.
The UV scanner was supposed to break all of... or not UV, what they use to like magnets. Blank out. Yeah, the magnetron was supposed to blank out all the film. And he's like muttering about how...
I think she also...
Security's been too lax.
I think she, like, says over her shoulder, I'll call you if I need you.
Stupid picture, stupid bird.
I enjoyed that a little too much.
I felt like it was worthwhile.
It was exciting to watch.
It was, yeah, it was also, that guy's an ass. I think he peed in my trunk.
Oh, that, the smell was pungent. I wasn't going to say anything. I assumed maybe you had cats.
Oh, hell no. Gotta get that clean now. Fuck.
They just live in your car, I guess, is what.
I just leave it open for cats in the neighborhood to come.
There's not a lot, of other loose ends on my mind until we start launching the rocket and get right into things, unless we want to do more like School of Hard Knocks stuff. I know we want to do some Cedric stuff.
I mean, Bogus just hasn't checked in with Cedric in a long time. And even though he's a little bit afraid of being compromised, he's less so now that we've gone through all this. And if there's like a day, then he would definitely check in on Cedric.
I think all of you maybe get, it's like that one normal day before, I don't know, either a big travel trip or like a big presentation at work or something. Those like, yeah, you've got a calm Sunday before a really, really busy Monday, kind of hard to relax. What do you and Cedric do? What's your way of like trying to kick back together, enjoying quality time while you got it?
Oh,
is it watching movies? Is it making meals?
It's American Gladiators. It's Small Wonder. It's sitcoms and gladiatorial combat.
Do I have permission to voice Cedric for a bit here?
Sure. Yeah.
Father, being robotic, it doesn't bother me, but do you ever tire of watching the same thing?
Oh, interesting. So it doesn't tire you. I mean, it doesn't tire me either. I don't know why that would be strictly linked to your being robotic.
Stimulus is indistinguishable to me, whether it is novel to me or not. It's just an experience to execute and process. But I understand that some people prefer to see new things rather than experiencing the same ones over and over again?
Some people, yes. But others are exactly the same as you. In fact, some people really enjoy watching the exact same thing over and over again. It's a comfort. It's like home. Does that make sense?
It does. They do whatever their equivalent is of smiling. How do they express their emotions?
Like, oh, fully like a human. It's just a little bit weirder. So the smile, like, I mean, watching the act of the smile might be off-putting to some.
It's only got like maybe 6 points of articulation, the mouth kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, the smile is not perfect, but it's clear what they're doing.
I'm not sure exactly what you and your colleagues are about to do, but it seems like you've got something big ahead. Is that going to end up the same? Or are things going to be different after that?
This is not something you need to worry about, Cedric. That said, I will be home very late on that day. Do not wait for me. You can go ahead and put yourself on the charger.
I have calculated this as something that is worth worrying about. Are you going to be okay, Father?
Yes, I will. I will be fine. Don't worry. There is nothing that could keep me from coming back and making sure we are all okay.
Give me a persuasion check. This is gonna be the second persuasion check of the episode.
Yeah.
That's gonna be persuasion and probably either integrity or persuasion.
Ooh.
And then I would say maybe like presence.
Okay, it's gonna be integrity because Bogus means this, even though it's gonna ring hollow. Because I've got a total of one die.
I gotta say, when I was making a character, it never occurred to me to even put anything into integrity. No.
Integrity's where I have one.
Fuck that. Who needs it?
No. I didn't waste any on that.
Like, Bogus has integrity in aspects of his life. You know what I mean?
Mania does too. I just Lee wasn't putting points in it.
I have one in integrity.
It's a waste of fucking space.
If I got to roll integrity, I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah, well, that's what I did, and I wung it bad. I don't have real wings, so that's probably why. But yeah, I got a 5 only, and that's not a success.
Their battery is getting low. And so they do shuffle over to the the charging port. Mm-hmm. And they do a thing that, like, you do, the two of you do every single time that Cedric goes back on the charging port, where Cedric says, "I'll see you when I wake up. Love you." But aww, the way that they say it this time is like, "I'll see you when I wake up. I love you."
Oh.
Like, you know, your rule failed. So I think Cedric is worried that you are underestimating the challenge and that you're going to put yourself in danger.
I was going to say that Bogus is oblivious to this, but I actually do have two in empathy. So I think he's like understands. Like, and so the same thing that I always say, which is like, I love you too. Rest well. But again, it sounds a little different probably to Cedric, just as Cedric's good night sounded weird to me.
I think there's some sort of like child lock or something that you activate, but then Cedric slyly like deactivates, ready to be to pop out of the charging holster while you're not looking. Foreshadowing.
Yup.
Barnaby, I was wondering if I could get a snippet of like what your, like, this is probably like your last shift at the radio station before the big day. What's a snippet of your show like? What music are you playing? What's the vibe?
It is all space themed and David Bowie.
Oh.
It is all Ziggy Stardust. It is all space. And literally it cuts to Barnaby. Have you ever thought about how big space is? Like, what even is the sun?
Who are you talking to?
The radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I'm the radio. This is my radio show.
A drop-in sound clip says, "You're listening to Dr. DJ in space. Ground control to Dr. DJ."
Whoever edits that is going to have a blast.
Which is great. At midnight.
Yeah.
100% at midnight. Does not. I know I have to keep people awake to keep them studying.
I think Minia just spends the day at the Grove, like doing like kind of chores and checking in with everybody. She's just kind of feeling like she's confident. Nothing's going to go wrong. But if it does, does everybody know how to water this thing and who to feed and which pets? Aww. And
yeah, do your Grove friends know?
Oh, they're helping.
Have you told them what's going on?
Yeah, a bunch of them are helping.
Let's see. Let's get a name for one of these.
We just do raids on this science place from time to time. It's sort of her thing.
it's not, wouldn't be the first or last time kind of deal. Yeah. Hannah is working on the, is it like a, what would you say you work on most? Like gardening stuff or?
I think probably she, animal stuff? Mostly do the pets. Yeah, I think I probably.
So I think Hannah, like, is the other animal person then, like, at the, not there, not like the only other, but like one of the other big animal people. But she doesn't necessarily have like all of the expertise in all of the animals that you do. And she's like, "Okay, so I've got the feed for the reptile room now, and that goes, and the soil for these goes in the aquarium," and she's like looking at you to like make sure she's saying it right. But she is getting the stuff right. Like she does have it right. Are you, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, like an evening.
Okay. Well, this seems like a lot for an evening. Are you?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be gone for an evening if it all goes to plan. And if not, then I'll be back sometime. Probably. Depending on what went wrong.
Mania, Oof. We know better than anyone in this, in all of this mess, that if you interact with that place, you're bound to come back different. And if going back there, if it's gonna be tough for you again, do you need any of us to go with you?
Well, you know, I'm just gonna like say some names here. Mark and John, like, always come, so they've already, like, I already talked to them. And, you know, it's kind of just like an open invitation for anyone else. I don't ever, like, I get it. I know how I come off sometimes, like, I don't know, flip it, maybe? Because, you know, it's easier. But
the rest of us kind of tend to lay low, but yeah, you react different, I guess.
Yeah, I find it really easy to just be peppy, and fake it till you make it is kind of my, yeah. But generally, I make it, so it's worked out so far. But genuinely, like, I'm okay. And no one has to come help me do any of this stuff, ever. You guys are all free to live here forever, always. There's a trust. No, it doesn't matter what happens to me. The money's there. It's fine. And, you know, this is what I gotta do to be okay with what happened. But nobody else has to do it.
All right, but we are almost out of crickets for the snake, so if you don't come back, you're in trouble.
You're gonna have to learn how to catch them, I guess.
I just don't like them. They're small. I like the fluffy ones.
Y'all don't got shops in Winnipeg where you could just go and get some crickets?
Yeah, but they're not spending money on that. They're probably running their own. They're probably like supposed to, they're probably like breeding their own colony of crickets, and it's a lot.
I feel like
Mindy
has absolutely been telling her that she catches the crickets, and she does not. She goes and buys them.
Yeah.
There's like a receipt under something that she's kind of hidden for, like, you're going to find this eventually, but you haven't found it yet. It's definitely the receipt for the crickets.
Is it launch day?
I think so.
I think so.
I think that's the last time Ania plans to be serious in this season. Possibly also the first time.
Now we got to shoot something into the sun, probably, I guess. And nothing's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what time of day is it when you begin, when you execute your plan? What's the first step here?
Okay, so
I think... wake up early, right?
Yeah, I think this is like all of the first part is Mania and the people from the Grove that have decided to help her, like setting a bunch of stuff up, and then kind of everyone else coming in and joining us, and like, because really it's sort of last minute stuff. We've got to, once everything's together, we just have to move the mannequins onto the van. The transport van, like, at some pre-designated spot. Do the swaparoo. My Grove people, their main function is to take the people to the Grove.
Right. Yep.
And then we're replacing with mannequins. They take everyone back, get them set up with whatever they need, and then the three of us do the rest.
The plate is, like, attached to one of the mannequins?
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, it's probably a good enough place for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, can I put a bag on one of them, like a little handbag, and it's like in the handbag? Like a messenger
cute.
Bag,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, I imagine one of the people getting on the ship does have some sort of like thing, because they're like doing experiments while they're up there. So one of them has to be like the lead experiment person. Mm-hmm. They've got a little bag, and now it's a mannequin with a plate.
Cedric arrives on the scene, and then, like, they are fully, like, sentient, right? So they, I mean, they don't know. I didn't tell Cedric anything. So, like, when whenever.
Yeah, I think, okay, here's what happens. So, Cedric wakes up on the charging port maybe 20 minutes after you've gone and starts speed reading, robot reading, flipping through like all of your files on the subject. And I think it's like you have, I think you're probably, sorry if I'm speaking for you, but I bet your notes are pretty disorganized. Like it's got yes. like a bunch of projects yep. mixed together. And so they're not able to really piece together what you're doing. And I think you've kind of been cagey with them. And so all they see to try and figure out where you are is the route that the van is going to take. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Cedric goes there and hides on the van.
Oh God.
Oh,
this happens to me every time I leave the apartment because I'm pretty scatterbrained with like forgetting my keys or forgetting my wallet. So they all have like a Bluetooth locator thing on them. And if I leave without one of them, it'll say, I'll get a notification that says, oh, you left your wallet behind or whatever. Mm-hmm. You get a...
Oh, your child, you left your child behind.
Yeah, you get some sort of 70s beeper equivalent. It's weird 70s beeper equivalent of like, your child is off the charging port. Like you get a battery notification of like 50%. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the notification is like 50%. And I was like, I would be like, but Cedric was charging all night. What? How? Uh-oh. No. We have to do something. Cedric is on the van. Abort the mission.
Minia's like, and then she turns around to see, like, the people that we have to transport on this van filing out of the facility towards the van. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're watching.
Oh, yeah, it's going.
Yeah, like who's like, you have to we have to board
things
this.
Things are already set in motion. Cedric is on the van. The van is moving. The eagle has left the nest.
Find us on Facebook and Blue Sky at VREcast, or email us at hi@vre.show. If you want to help us out, rate and review the show, or just tell a friend about us. Or buy our book at bit.ly/randombook with a capital R and B. All of those links we mentioned, our projects, and a bunch of other stuff can be found at vre.show. We're entirely fan-funded, and if you'd like to keep the show going and get monthly bonus content for your treble, head to patreon.com/vre. To all our patrons, thank you very much for supporting us.
Thank you!
Thank you!
One Medusa's gay, Zareen Amiria, says, absolutely peerless actual play. Very Random Encounters is an incredible podcast with a fantastic collection of outstanding stories. The hosts weave together emotion, tension, and comedy masterfully, combining them with the random elements in novel and innovative ways. Easily one of my favorite podcasts, and anyone not already listening is missing out. Aw, thank you so much.
Aw, thank you.
Aw,
thank you so much.
From Australia.
That review came a long way.
All right.
Yeah.
That was it. Who is getting a hand on the Medusa's gay ball? Medusa's gay ball sounds very bad. I need to undo.
I'm getting my hands all over the Medusa gaze. Yeah. I can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, hit me.
Medusa's gay ball.
No. You have at least one in an attribute.
Well, it's integrity plus something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, the dot is a one. Is one. Yeah. I didn't understand that's at least a one.
All your attributes have one.
Well, anyway, we got to rewrite the whole season. Let's throw it all in the trash.
There's another timeline out there where things
no,
were
integrity
a little less,
is a skill.
Went a little less hairy. That's fine.
Yeah.
And one
so
in an
that
attribute.
Second dice was less at a three, and I still did not succeed.
Yes.
Okay.